Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Move on. And if she's going to come back, she's going to come back. You get what I'm saying? But you need to start fucking with other bitches. It's been 2 weeks, man. You, shit. That's a 2 week. I mean, you must have been jacking that motherfucker. I mean, I don't know. 2 week buildup, man. The bitch been gone. Like, man, hold up. 2 weeks. My bitch go for 2 weeks, man. Bro. She better be dead.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, yo! What the fuck's up? Live from Austin, Texas. Wild Me Studios. It's your boy, Danny Brown. I'm up in this motherfucker. How y'all motherfuckers doing? I got the motherfucking Booth Boys with me. What's up?
Yo. What up, D Breezy?
How y'all motherfuckers doing, man?
Great, man.
Me too, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Fucking holiday spirit is fucking coming in. Is it just me? Or, because, I mean, you know. We all out here in Austin. Is y'all going back home? Fuck with family shit?
I am. Yeah.
Are
I'm
you?
Going back to LA.
Oh, you going to LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will for Christmas. I'll go to Nebraska.
That's Christmas, though. Thanksgiving.
I'll probably be in town here.
What the fuck are you going to do?
It's a good question, Danny.
I thought about that, too, though. No, I'm actually going to be back. No, that's been my whole thing. I've been like, man, what the fuck am I going to do on Thanksgiving? Because, like, you know. Nigga want to get some stuff in.
Yeah.
A little cranberry sauce. You know, it's like certain shit. Nigga only eat that shit on fucking, you know, on Thanksgiving. But I did see a cheat, though. It's this, see, I keep giving plugs to restaurants and shit out here, though. Noah, y'all seen this shit? It's called Capriati's. And they got a, Capriati's. Yeah, the sandwich shop. But they got a sub. With cranberry sauce, turkey, and dressing on that motherfucker. And I be looking at it. I be seeing there the Bobby. There it go. Is that? I'm like a lightweight, skinny, fat nigga. But the Bobby, look at it. Come on, we can't even. Come on, man. You got to click that motherfucker. Award winner. But I'm saying, yeah. So I've been. No, I can't get it on Uber Eats, though. It been one time, every time I try to, like, it'll pop up on Uber Eats, and then I order it, and then by the time it always get canceled, or it always say, so I think it's, like, the restaurant is probably, like, a little too far or some shit. But it always some bullshit every time I try to order this motherfucking sandwich. But, yeah, man. Look, voted the greatest sandwich in America for a reason. Look, the dog, you can't tell me the marketer of this motherfucker. But I'm saying, that is a good sandwich, though. I've had, you know, we get turkey sandwiches. You be in the airport or somewhere, like the airport, you be hungry. You be like, oh, shit, let me grab a little turkey sandwich. And that bitch hit you with the little cranberry. You're like, I ain't know cranberry was on this bitch. Like, cranberry is one of them shits. I feel like if you don't know you getting it, that motherfucker is like one of the like greatest joys in life. You're like, damn, we got cranberry on this bitch. Like, if you didn't know you was getting, like, if somebody told you, like, oh, it's cranberry, then it's like, It's that, but if somebody just surprised you with cranberry, that shit's like, damn, am I on some hungry shit to start the episode off with the Bobby? Why they call it the Bobby, though? I got to figure out that, though. But yeah, so it's turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing. Are you going to try to figure out why they call it the Bobby? It might be a nigga, though. That might be a nigga that ain't look. Ooh. That motherfucker look. I love stuffing, though. That's the one thing about me. Like, I even like bullshit stuffing, like stovetop stuffing, all that kind of stuffing. But on Thanksgiving, that's the one thing that I'd be like, man, stuffing. You know, And even me, you know, back in, you know, some hood shit, I love my, because, you know, that's when you get certain dishes. I don't know when this episode coming out, but got me on Thanksgiving now. But that's when you get certain dishes, though. My mama make the, not my mom, but my aunt, she'll make the fucking, the raccoon and shit. Like, niggas, y'all ain't never ate no raccoon?
No, no, absolutely not.
That's some black people shit.
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
No, that nigga, bro, I swear, the funniest shit is seeing them on the table. Like, you got all this elaborate looking food. Yeah, raccoon, man. Niggas eat raccoon. I don't know how they cook it. Look, you gonna Google a raccoon on Thanksgiving? I don't think it's gonna be that. Cooked raccoon. Look for a cooked version of a raccoon. But no, that nigga be like, that's how he be looking. He just be like this, like, teeth be, oh yeah, there you go, look at him. Nigga be like, man, let me get some of that coon. That shit sounds like we a little racist, but.
We had a pet raccoon growing up.
A pet raccoon? How do you do that?
My cousin found a baby raccoon on the side of the street and then nursed it back to health. And then once it became full grown, it was a monster. And it just,
oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he didn't fuck with y'all niggas no more. Yeah,
where'd you get the raccoon from on Thanksgiving? You just go catch one?
No, I think you can buy them. No, you can buy them dead and shit. No, I'm saying you can go to, like, that's one thing. I mean, you know, come on, man. Certain meat markets, you go in them motherfuckers, the shit is like, yeah, you getting coons. You can get rabbits. Why can't I go buy?
That's pretty common, though. Rabbit is common.
You think so? Compared to a raccoon?
Yes.
Why? What's the difference?
I don't know,
think,
man.
I see more raccoons than I see rabbits.
I think one eats more trash.
You seeing a rabbit in a wild? I'm just saying, seeing a rabbit in a wild living on the streets. That's like, damn, rabbit, how you do that? You out here making it. Like, you on some, like, seeing, because I got some rabbits that live in my shed. My little situation back there. And the rabbits, every time I take Ditto out, she can smell the rabbits, I think. So when she know the rabbits is out there, it was fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. One night I took her out. She was getting on my nerve, wanting to go outside. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna take Ditto out. But she must have knew the rabbits was out there. But this kind of how I checked her gangster, too. Because she was like, yo, I want to go outside. I took her outside to the rabbits. And I seen the rabbit, too. The motherfucker, it's dark. I see the motherfucker just chilling. Like, Ditto ain't noticed her yet. But then Ditto sprinting, obviously. Sprinting towards, so they chasing each other. Now I'm chasing Ditto. And Ditto chasing a rabbit, we all look stupid, you know? But Ditto got to the point where she caught her, but she ain't do nothing, though. Like, she was on there while she can do it. But then when I thought about it, I was like, man, that rabbit might have fucked you up. Rabbits got big-ass teeth, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, paws and shit. Like, that rabbit might, Ditto ain't big like that, you know? So that rabbit might fuck Ditto. So Ditto let her get out, whatever the fuck. So the rabbit's been chilling. But, yeah, man. For the most part, man, you can buy all type of, that, how you think COVID started? Niggas eating dumb shit. Do you get what I'm saying?
What's the craziest, like, thing you've eaten, like, animal-wise?
I like all type of that. I like, man, I don't think it's crazy. I don't like all that shit. Like, I'm not, I told you, man, I grew up on fucking chicken gizzards and livers. Like, liver, like one thing, like chicken liver, a lot of people hate, like, growing up eating chicken liver. Like, oh, I hate liver. Liver is one of my favorite dishes in the world, bro. Like, that's how you know I'm a different motherfucker, man. I'm built different. Like, liver, like, bro, fried liver, however you want it. Liver with gravy, with the rice and shit, all that shit. I always loved liver as a kid. No other kids like liver. I love it. I'm trying to think, is what the food is that I hate. I don't think I like okra. I think that's like fried okra. That's like a hood staple. Like, niggas be eating the fried okra. Yeah, I don't really fuck with the fried okra. It should taste like little insect brains or something. Like, I feel like I'm eating little insect brains when I eat okra. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really fuck with okra like that. But yeah, as far as like gizzards, livers. Oh yeah, but also, oh, we just talking shit about Thanksgiving and all that. This probably gonna come out around that time though. We about to be close. We got a few episodes in the can. I don't know. I'm talking shit. Hold up. All right. But no, you know, it's the one thing, you know, I get on holidays, man, and I always think about it. If I really could think about it, it's fucking deviled eggs. And it started with, y'all eat deviled eggs? I'm an egg motherfucker.
Deviled, hell yeah.
I love deviled eggs. Yeah. But then it started to make me think, like, why do they call it deviled eggs? You know me, I got to start thinking.
Hmm.
Before you get your answer, let me tell you mine. Now, it's bad enough that we eating meat. I mean, we kill animals. I mean, it is what it is. It's a food pyramid, food chain, whatever the fuck. You get what I'm saying? But just imagine, it's one thing when we eat eggs and shit, like boiled eggs, or whatever the fuck. It's like eating abortions. I mean, we just eating, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, this is a whole nother species. We taking their babies, cracking a shell, eating the motherfuckers before they even fully developed, did all some type of shit. So the devil version of that is I take a boiled egg. You was a human. You was a living thing. You was a situation. A motherfucker birthed you. We took your ass, boiled you until you hard no more. You get what I'm saying? Like, we boiled you, made you some other shit. But then we said, fuck that. That ain't good enough. We gonna take you out, whip you up with some more shit, then put you back in the shit that you supposed to come. Like, come on, man. That's like living human being torture, bro. Like, deviled eggs is like, man. All right. So, yeah. So, deviled. But I do love deviled eggs. A little paprika. You sprinkle that shit on there. But I'm saying. But so why are deviled eggs called deviled eggs? So, now let's see that reason. Because it is like the most devilish way to kill an animal. I'm going to kill you. Then re-rock you and put you back in your shit. Then mop your shit. I know that sounded crazy, but that's like Detroit slang.
Yeah, so it's just because they were spicy. Back in the 18th century, they used to call them foods that were heavily seasoned deviled.
Yeah, all right. Nah, I just think it's the way they're going about it. It's real devilistic. You know what I'm saying? So that is... fucked up, man. And but the past y'all know it's fucked up, man. The past few weeks, man, I mean, since I seen y'all guys, man, I miss y'all motherfuckers, man. Boot Boys, my homies. But I've gotten really into female bodybuilding. And I just been watching like female bodybuilding, like Miss Olympia competitions and shit on YouTube and shit. Like, oh yeah. Yeah, like, look, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, man. So I just, and I've become lightweight infatuated with it. So I think I'm a fan. Like, I think it's Alexis Shaw. That's who won Miss Olympia last year. So Miss Olympia is coming up again. Oh, I might have had it wrong, man. You know me. Sometimes I get to think it too much. But yeah, man, so yeah, man, female bodybuilding. But that made me think to myself, though, it's like, if you're a female bodybuilder, like, and you go to like the DMV or something, I mean, I get it. But like, how do you really, you know, it's like they should have their own gender. Like, you just can't check female when you're a female body. You get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta let a nigga know. Like, I'm mad if you go on like these dating websites or some shit like that. Cause they be having little secret bodies too. She don't tell you she ripped up like that. Imagine if you show up, man. And a bitch, you know, you just see like a little face picture. Because fat bitches do it all the time. A bodybuilding bitch catfishing. Can you imagine that?
I think they like to show it off, though. It'd probably be all over their profile.
Not if she a predator. See, bodybuilding bitches like fucking other bodybuilding niggas. See, you know what it started to? I seen that Netflix documentary, Killer Sally. Yeah. Y'all watch that shit?
Yeah, I did.
It was actually pretty good. I think the bitch was on steroids shooting niggas. I don't doubt that. That bitch was on steroids. That bitch was tripping. They tried it. That was a good documentary. I will give them props on that one. But yeah, man. I've been really getting into the female bodybuilding. I think I'm going to become a fan of that. Remember, I was telling y'all, like, you know, I'm the type of nigga that show up to the WNBA All-Star game and just see what's up. So I think I'm going to be like pulling up to like Miss Olympia. We'll see what these bitches talking about. I mean, come on, man. Look at me. You know. But Dabbing that, man. And I'm happy the fucking NBA is back. So I've been watching, you know, obviously You know me. I love basketball. I haven't seen that in the comments. Y'all motherfuckers be like, man, Danny Brown supposed to do video game reviews.
Video game reviews.
Or you talk about video games. But all that nigga talk about is NBA 2K. I'm sorry, man. What I realized, though, is that NBA 2K, my career, is nothing but a nigga metaverse. It's just metaverse. They've been training niggas to be able to get into the metaverse. So when it drop, we'd be like, oh, shit, this is like my career mode. This is not a big deal. So, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, I'm still definitely still playing 2K. But I started a franchise on... I've been playing my PlayStation 5 more than being on Steam. Ah, I lost my Steam Deck. Yeah, I lost my Steam Deck. But I'm only really talking about this is because the Denver airport just hit me up and they got the Steam Deck. So all I got to do is just send them the, I had to come here. This was this morning. I got to just send them a FedEx shipping and they'll ship my Steam Deck back to me. But yeah, I lost my Steam Deck because my dumb ass hanging out in Denver, you know, my girl went with me. She went with me to the Red Rock show and shit. And I will give her a public apology. I'm sorry, baby. I love you. I was dumb. But yeah, so my dumb ass, we hanging out. We had a good time. Everything was going good. Everything went great. I woke up the morning before we were supposed to leave to go to the flight and shit. And I woke up, I didn't have no cigarettes. And it's like, I know I don't supposed to smoke cigarettes, isn't that? But I like, before I take a shit or when I'm taking a shit, I like to smoke a cigarette. Something about it. It just works better.
Did you say when you're taking a shit?
If I can, but I'm in a hotel room.
Damn.
Yeah, if I can smoke during it, nigga, that's lit. That's life.
What the fuck's that do to the shitting experience?
You don't smell nothing?
All right. I see you, I guess.
You get what I'm saying? It's double. And then, you know, it's like a, you know, one, that shit push a little bit. It's like a little, you know what I'm saying? A little X-lax situation going. That's what I'm saying. My body is trained. So I got to smoke a cigarette first before I go even try to do my thing. So, but I ain't had no cigarettes. So I'm like, fuck it. Let me go get some cigarettes. And then I've been going to this. We was there for a few days. So it was like a gas station up the street that I've been going back and forth to. So I'm like, fuck, let me go to this gas station. And I went up to the gas station. And coming back, I noticed it was a bar open. Mind you, I've been drinking all night. I had a show before. That's I did the Rail Rocks with Flatbush Zombies and Freddie Gibbs and Coast Contra. It was a great show. I actually, you know, I didn't take the night off. Zaloopers was there with me. He held me down. Shouts out Zaloopers. We had a good show. So got drunk and shit. Woke up, you know. So I see it's a bar open. I'm just curious. Like, why is this bar open at 7 a.m.? Like, why is this bar open? So I walk into the bar. What I find out is that Denver is, the Denver Broncos are actually having a, they're playing in London. So all the bars are open because they play, you know, the game is, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of fans in there. So I say, fuck it. I know I got a flight in a few hours. Might as well go ahead and get a little, start boozing. Get me a little tipsy. So I get a couple drinks. Boom, boom. Before I know it, I'm drunk as fuck. I'm calling everybody. I call all my homies because they in the hotel and shit. I tell them, come down here. My girl, you know, she calls me. She mad as fuck. FaceTime me. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to be back. Part two to that, she looking at me. She's like, hey, you in a fucking gay bar. I didn't even know I was in a fucking gay bar. Like, no, that about it. But then when I started to look around, I'm like, oh shit, this is a gay bar. But whatever. So then the homies came down. We end up start ordering like mad bar food at 8 in the morning. Like, we eating fucking buffalo wings, nachos, like all the fucking bar shit. We eating that shit. And I got to go to the airport, I think, you know, about like 10 or something. So whatever, we get drunk, we eat bar shit, whatever. I go to the fucking airport, me and my girl, all that. We, you know, I got to feed her. She's like, I want to get some breakfast. Take her to a spot, we get some breakfast. I grab some more drinks there. I'm some dumb shit, getting some cocktails, whatever. I'm drink there. And so we get to the gate, I guess. And you know me, I get into some drunk. I think I blacked out. Oh, well, I definitely blacked out. So I blacked out and now I'm just talking shit. Probably, you know how you get angry drunk sometimes? So now I'm just talking shit to her. She recorded me. She sent it to me. I said, oh my God, baby, I'm so sorry. I can't believe this. I don't know what got into me, but she taught me a lesson. My dumb ass got drunk. I fell asleep at the gate. She left my ass in Denver. Wait, no more flights back home. I hop up. I'm mad at her, but I can't blame her type of situation. And in the midst of that, I lost my Steam Deck. I had to go stay at another fucking random hotel next to the fucking airport in Denver. I slept there for a night eating McDonald's and shit. And I just felt so bad for myself. Like, you got to stop drinking. Did I stop? No, I haven't stopped drinking. But all right, let's get into the Axe Dandies. But yeah, it was. Yeah, but shouts out to the Denver airport, man. I know they be saying a lot of bad shit about y'all with the Illuminati shit and the horrors and all that shit, man. Yeah, I believe that shit too. But I see y'all good people because y'all could have just took the Steam Deck. Because now, you know what made me so sad is that I didn't put a passcode on my Steam Deck. And I have all my, like, they could have just bought. If somebody got it, they could have just been buying mad video games. There wasn't nothing I could have did to stop it. But, yeah, they didn't. Somebody turned it in. So I'll be getting my Steam Deck. I just got to hit FedEx up and hit them with the ship and shit. But, yeah, man, I just haven't had time. All right. Let's get into this shit.
Ask Danny. Getting ghosted. Hey, Danny, I've been sleeping with this girl for about 2 months now, and I recently opened up and asked her about her being in a relationship. Damn, nigga, you wifing it up? This is something I really do with women, so I was very nervous. She said that she doesn't really do relationship, but that she did not want to end things between us. After about a week, I brought it up. I went to her place, and it seems everything was normal. I decided to forget about the relationship shit and kept things going as usual. That's some shit I would have did, too. Then the next day after leaving her place, she stopped responding to my texts. Now she had to respond to 5 days later. I was wondering, what should I say to figure this shit out? Because I don't know if it was a relationship question from over 2 weeks ago or what. Anyways, I appreciate the help and could make any Tuesday something to look forward to, man. All right, man. I mean, getting ghosted is getting ghosted. But it doesn't even seem like it's been that long. It seems like you're a little and possessive at this point already. Because it don't even seem like it's been that long. You already writing me a message talking about, man, it was 2 weeks. Well, I mean, she might got busy. I mean, I don't know, man. The worst thing you can do in this kind of situation, though, is just press the issue. You know what I'm saying? And, like, start hitting her up too much or, like, try to show up somewhere randomly or do some shit like that. So, at the end of the day, man, bitches be weighing their options, too. She might was about to lock it in with you. I'm like, let me lock it in with this nigga, man. But she like, man, you know, shit serious in her life, too. So, she like, let me just, you know, let me just check the leaderboard. You get what I'm saying? Let me check who got the high score, man. You know what I'm saying? You done put some work in, too, man. But there's other niggas that been bitten. So let me just weigh my options of this situation. And if you that nigga, you gonna win. You get what I'm saying? So that's the only thing I can really think of. She just weighing her options at this point. I mean, you put your bid in. You did what you can do. Fall back. So, I mean, it been 2 weeks. So I would say at this point to just avoid heartbreak or anything like that that you going through. Just move on. And if she gonna come back, she gonna come back. You get what I'm saying? But you need to start fucking with other bitches. It's been 2 weeks, man. You, shit. That's a 2 week. I mean, you must have been jacking that motherfucker. I mean, I don't know. 2 week buildup, man. The bitch been gone. Like, man, hold up. 2 weeks. My bitch go for 2 weeks, man. Bro. She better be dead. That's the only excuse she got. Hit me up. Like, nigga, I was dead. I'm back now. I'm like, all right, man. She's like, yeah, man, they brought me back. Revive me, man. Oh, that type of shit. I was dead. I'm like, all right, bitch. That's the only excuse you got to be gone 2 weeks. It's dead. All right. Walkout music. What's up, Danny? I'm a retired professional MMA fighter. Picking a dope-ass walkout song helped me get the adrenaline flowing. My question to you is, what would your walkout song be? And if you could step into the cage with someone, what would it? I used to go with Mac Dre or Led Zeppelin. Thanks, and keep up the good work. I don't know, but for some reason, always this has been in my head for some reason. I play a lot of UFC on video games, and then sometimes I wish you could
put your own song in there to come out and walk through. But if I could pick a fighting theme song, it would be the Ghostbusters theme song. And especially Pony Black. Bustin' makes me feel good. For some reason, man. I mean, you can't. Like, bro, go listen to that shit. Bustin' makes me feel good. And then I was just, you know, because I feel like fighting is too intense and it's some serious shit. So at the end of the day, I'll have to listen to something that would make me like the most lighthearted and laugh as possible. And that I've never heard a funnier line in a song. I know you talk about Ghostbusting, but I didn't think he knew that 20, 30, whatever the fuck years later, that niggas will hear that shit and just hear you belt a note up. Bustin' makes me feel good. Like, he put his all into that. And we like, nigga, do you know what you're really talking about right now? Bustin' makes me feel good too, but I ain't about to try to fucking take vocal coaching for it. So it would be Ghost Bustin'. Ghostin' make me feel good. Bustin' make me feel good. Professionally, I got it. Like, I have to like fast forward it because you know how long the walkout is. I think that's like almost down at the end of the song, maybe the middle. So I have to like cue it up to the first hook. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, because fighting is an emotional thing, man. I actually think sex and fighting is like damn near one and the same. I know it sounds crazy, but it's an intimate moment between two people that they only can share. And you get what I'm saying, Nate? You know what I'm saying? So, and someone's getting fucked and someone getting their ass whooped is what side of the coin you gonna be on. You get what I'm saying? So, that's that. So, yeah, man. I mean, shouts out. You must be, did he say he's from the Bay? Walking up to Mac Dre. I mean, you can do the Thizzle dance. Mac Dre, man. Shouts out to the Bay. Y'all know me, man. All right. Next up, we got cold-hearted grandmother. I mean, yeah. I had it. Hello, Danny. Recently, my grandfather passed away, and I inherited his truck. I've had it for about 5 months now, and now my grandma has done nothing but bitch about what I'm doing with it. She talks so much shit about my grandfather, and she's telling the family she regrets giving me the truck, even though it was never hers to begin with. She called me greedy for wanting the truck and the engine he had, and now I'm no longer talking to her. Am I in the wrong? My grandmother is a fucking nutcase. Sometimes I be thinking y'all be coming up with the shit. Like, I be thinking Zolo back there goes writing shit. But today, this definitely nothing you can't. This is definitely some hood-ass trailer park shit going on right here, man. So, I mean, you smoking weed in the truck and shit? That's what I'm saying. Is you hanging around doing nothing? You ain't got no job. This is your granddaddy work truck. This nigga was making moves. This is how they make money. This was their whole living. And then now you got the truck, and now you just smoking weed with your niggas, picking random bitch. Now, you know what I'm saying? So I can see both sides of the coin because it sounds like, you know, you got the truck, my nigga. So what is you doing, though? So, yeah, man, at the end of the day, my grandma's nutcases, too. And it made me the man who I am today. And I think you kind of need a nutcase grandma to be, like, on some official shit. Because then that mean your parents went through some nutcase shit. So then now they only want some nutcase shit. So yeah, man, love your grandma, man. At the end of the day, who knows how much longer she got. At the end of the day, a lot of people blessed to have a grandparents and shit like that. And, you know, so yeah, man, fuck what you talking about. Grandma right. You ain't doing shit with the truck, but bullshitting. And you know what I'm saying? Your granddad'll be mad, man. So get to work, man. Get to work. Quit bullshitting, man. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. We got something that I'm into right now. X-Men Legends / Ultimate Alliance. Yeah, I told y'all motherfuckers. All right. We ain't going to go through that. Yo, Danny. I grew up playing the X-Men Legend games with my brother and fucking loved them. I heard the third on the Switch is kind of weak, so I'm avoid that. Yeah, it is kind of weak. I ain't even going to front. I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes these companies, they got to make games and shit. They just got to... You know what I'm saying? They just got to figure it out. They just got to get their bag right. So they just figuring it out. That's all. I mean, they got to make up for lost shit. That's what I feel like was going on. If you got to pick the heroes for Legion, if you got to pick the heroes for Legend / Alliance game for Marvel or maybe DC, who would you pick villains to? Thanks for the dope podcast, man. But hey, That's the thing about that shit, man. I'm not really into fucking like Marvel, DC shit. Like, I just not. No, I'm not really. I don't even know. I can't even tell you. I know, and I know that sounds kind of crazy, but no, it doesn't sound crazy at all. It's just not. I just never really. So no, I can't. I mean, I play the video games, but like even like saying like the movies and shit. I ain't never seen none of that Marvel Universe shit or none of that shit. The last movie I seen that had a superhero like on some shit like that was when Prince was singing about doing a bat dance. You know how old I had to be, you know what I'm saying? Pint. That was fucked up. I think that might have turned me off, man. Because I was a huge Prince fan. And then they let him do the soundtrack to Batman. And then he just like flipped out. Like it was like, it was, the bat dance was weird, man. This nigga was like, if you remember that video and shit... This was the days of video jukebox where you can call in and request a video for $1.99. Yeah, bat dance. Look, when Prince did bat dance, man, that made me be like, man, fuck superheroes and shit be like fucking niggas up, kind of like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think niggas get caught up in their own world. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, because I ain't like the bat dance. I ain't going to lie, man. I love everything Prince did, but bat dance, man, that shit pissed me off. And that shit used to come on all day, man. Like, video jukebox, that shit used to come on all fucking day. So, yeah, man. I love Prince, man. Fuck fentanyl. And fuck bat dance. Because Prince be talking shit, too. That's another thing. I ain't trying to talk about no shit when a nigga, you know. But my nigga Prince, he was like a super bougie-ass cocky niggas talking shit about niggas' music. Like, I don't want to work with this nigga. Fuck you, your shit was trash. My nigga, you made bat dance. For real, man. I ain't trying to talk shit about Prince, man. I love Prince. I love Michael Jackson. But my nigga, you made bat dance, man. So it's one time in your life, man, where you what you was missing shots, my nigga. It's one time in your life where the shit what the ball wasn't going in the hole, my nigga. So don't keep acting. My nigga got out of here, man. Let me talk. Was that all of them? Yeah, that was all of them. All right, man. So, shit. Oh, we got a voicemail?
We do here.
Hey, Danny. I've been hanging out with this girl for like 2 months now. Everything's real chill, and I'm trying to do my part. But when we get down to it, she says she doesn't like to get her monkey eaten. Now, I've got a few 5-star reviews in my history. And I'm wondering if that's actually a thing or if she's more concerned about my technique. Anyway, any advice would be appreciated. Love the show. Thanks, Annie.
No, that's a thing. I've had some bitch be like, man, I don't like the monkey eating, but I think that's like a sensitive clitoral situation. You know what I'm saying? Some bitches, you know what I'm saying? She ain't been, that's new tender meat. That's what that is. That's some young, you know, that's fresh. That's organic. You get what I'm saying? That's grass-fed. That's a grass-fed clitoris. You get what I'm saying? Some of these bitches, they done so much shit to it, shocked it, stabbed it, punched it like a fucking doing speed bag drills on their motherfucking clit. So they shit all fucked up. They want you to do all type of shit to it, like, get on this motherfucker, do some shit like that. And the bitch is like, man, I don't like no head. It's because a nigga that was used to a speed bag clits getting on her sensitive-ass situation, and they hitting that motherfucker up. She like, oh, this shit hurt. I don't know. So she ain't really had no good head. That's one thing. And then the second of that is, yeah, man, she got a nice sensitive monkey, man. So, you know, keep that because that's clean and pristine. So keep that, you know, love that. Hold it down. Sounds like you got it going on in your life. So, yeah. Oh, so shit. We're going to jump back into some what y'all motherfuckers love the most. Let's get into some motherfucking freestyles. Let me hear you bust a freestyle. We ain't had none in a few weeks, man, because, I just didn't feel like, all right, let's get into some rapping.
All right, first up, we got Blue Flame James.
All right, Blue Flame.
Danny, Booth Boys, what's happening? It's Blue Flame James, and all my shit harder than a bricked up RoboCop. It's been a minute, but Flame's on fire, not finished to spend a bag on groceries. And that might be a flex to you, but y'all can't get fresh. It's my vegetables exit out the old way just to prove I can move without gas like a Tesla coupe. I should pop right now, shit, probably not. And y'all only feel the heat when the Titan drop. I can spit a 16 that'll change the climate, higher than good housing. Niggas from my way know me out here, land of the mighty, respect though you wet like it's wool in your blouse. Technique better than the best of them out. Test me, get a score, not a technical foul. I'ma be honest now, I'ma be quiet. Good at everything, so I'ma try. Nigga, it's the wizard. Five kids straight down the door and get busy. Before I get richer, we can meet at brunch. And please act up, cause we'll open up your top like a PS1. The more I make, in terms of beats, I got hits I can throw away. All black heads on my team like an oily face. Making hit after hit, you can live like this. You can go to Vegas. Hey. Blue Flame James, daddy, fuck with me, man.
Shout out Blue Flame James, Fire Pack, man. I love, man, like, cause, man, you know, like, but I can already tell I eat from the South or somewhere, just accent wise and all that shit, man. But I love that the South is getting back. The South is getting back on a lyrical shit, man. Shouts out to JID and I mean everything that's going back on with the South, man. Like, I guess, you know, shit been going on for too long, man. They've been on a trap or die shit, man. So I'm happy to see everybody getting back and getting back on a 3,000 shit, man. So yeah, shouts out Blue Flame James, man. I already know you got bars. That's just a random freestyle you did for the show. So yeah, man, that's an easy name to remember. So I'm gonna definitely check your shit out. But yeah, man, I wanna say just shouts out, man, to South getting on some lyrical shit, man. It's about time, man. For real, for y'all niggas to come back, man. I miss that shit, man. Niggas been, I'm not saying y'all are not being lyrical, because like even someone like Lil Baby still, you know, that's some lyrical shit. Oh, you know who I really like though? And I never really forget, I always forget to mention them, but just, I mean, I guess you call that South, that's Florida. But Ski Master Slump God. Like, I really feel like he's, like, one of the, like he's an amazing fucking, like, we talking about, like, technical. Like, he, like, this generation Busta Rhyme, kind of. Like, he's doing, like, so much technical shit. He got punchlines. He got all the shit. He has all the shit of being a great, amazing rapper. He got a good voice, like, everything, man. So I feel like he's kind of probably a little bit underrated. He probably don't get all the prop that he deserves, man. I feel like, because, you know, just based on where people from, regions and shit. Because I don't think people be like, man, a nigga from the South, who's like one of the illest niggas in the South? I don't think people really think about Ski Mask. But I will tell you, like, me, rapping ass Danny Brown. Ski Mask the Slump God is a rapping motherfucker. Every time I hear this nigga, he got. Shouts out Ski Mask Slump God. Shouts out Florida. Denzel Curry, all them niggas, man. Yeah, man. So, yeah, all right. We got another freestyle?
Yeah. Up next, we got Logan Lake.
All right, see what's up.
Billionaires pillaging billions for all their worth. Hex cast on the civilians transmitting curse. Mouth open, put on the curb, building a curse. Purse, something devolves, caught this common commerce. Coping with the culture, all finger could just immerse. Legs could also be broke, better preserved. Even if they were, we'd crawl ready to serve. Jaw held together, but why you punching for work? Without abysmal pay, may go berserk. Some data to observe, stocked with plentiful nerves. If not deterred, cause a negative curve.
It's non-binary, huh? It's non-binary bars. I would take it. This is like up north, like Portland, Seattle. Portland, Seattle, non-binary, ACAB. maybe I'm doing too much observations. But no, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I feel you, my nigga. Whatever you going through life, but shit, you be going through a life, man. I'm with you, man. Daddy Brown, man. Tupac cares. Don't nobody else care. What was that?
That sounded like some Rage Against the Machine type shit.
Bulls on parade.
You got it. That's strap on rap.
Right.
That motherfucker got a big ass fucking fake dick in his pants. Even if he got a real one. For some reason, just made me think that's 10-inch dildo strap on rap. Like, that motherfucker was flopping in his track pants. That's how you rap when you wear strap ons. All right. So. Let's get. Oh, we're gonna do some drip sets. Let's do some drip sets. We got Halloween costumes. Fucking Halloween, man. Let me tell you what my dumbass did. Cause you know me, man. I don't wanna fucking pass out candy. Motherfuckers knock on the door. You gotta go out there. And it's me, you know. And I told my girl, I'm like, yo, you need to be out there. You need to, you know, you nice, wholesome white lady. You need to be out here passing the candy out to the kids. She like, nah, whatever. And then she left me. She went and did some shit. So I'm there stuck by myself on Thanksgiving.
So me, I did the obvious thing a nigga would do. I just put a big ass bowl of candy out front. I'm thinking, okay, these kids in my neighborhood, they are gonna be respectable. They're just gonna take a couple pieces and keep it moving. Ain't nobody gonna. But okay, eventually, you know, these motherfuckers just empty the whole bag. It was one nigga, I couldn't be mad because I would have been that kid too. It's right now. It's fucking almond joys randomly in my bushes and shit. And they done slain the candy everywhere. I ain't picked the shit up. But so yeah, man, they've been it was a bad turnout because I ran out of candy way before it even got really dark. Because these niggas kept taking a bowl. I kept refilling the bowl. They kept taking the bowl. I'm like, man, it's going to be all right. Before you know it, it's just Hershey chocolates in that bitch. And you know niggas don't want just the random fucking Hershey's. I had mad different candies, man. Y'all niggas took all the shit. I was keeping the light on the Hershey's. But then before you know it, it's a bowl full of Hershey's. These niggas started stealing the Hershey's, man. So I'm like, all right, fuck. Halloween is over. I cut my lights out. I'm like, man, I ain't got no more candy for the kids, man. You hear what I'm saying? This shit is over with, man. So yeah, man. So this is P. Diddy.
Drap sack.
Dressed up as a Joker.
Yep.
Is he really dressed up though? I think this nigga really looked like this. When he be P. Diddy, that's when he dressed up. Just believe what the nigga looked like hanging at the crib. You seen he's having too much fun. He's about to get into a fight with the one actor nigga. But yeah, man. Being a Joker, man, that don't really take much of thought process of a Halloween costume, especially for someone like P. Diddy, when you got the butter to be anything you want. So I just think this is his first time, you know, we in that age where motherfuckers ain't caring. They ain't hiding this shit from you no more. They showing you who they really are. Yeah, so this is what P. Diddy really, this is what he really do. And it's P. Diddy is the Joker. But shout out Puff Daddy, man. I love Puff Daddy. Is he Puff Daddy? Is he Diddy? What is this shit?
It's Diddy now, right?
Oh, it's just Diddy.
It's Diddy.
Diddy Kong. What's this?
Brooklyn Beckham is...
Beckham's daughter?
Yeah, David...
And Spice Girl, homegirl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. David Beckham's son, right?
That's fucked up when you just celebrity kids. And they be like, fuck it, nigga. Take a picture of your ass too. You a celebrity and they'd fucking bother you and shit. You know. So
I guess they're Romeo and Juliet from the movie.
Who's the nigga she with? Like what's going on here? I don't understand how these people are celebrities.
It's Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz, I think.
I mean, it looks wholesome. Yeah. It looks like, yeah. Nice. You know. Cause sometimes, you know, Halloween to me, I feel like Halloween is like a reason for bitches to dress like a slut. They get their one day, but I can look crazy. I can be nasty. And a bitch be getting fucked on Halloween, man. For real, man. That's the one. It's a demon. It's a dualistic, man. Bitches where, bro, if you've been single and been to like any lit Hollywood, I mean, not Hollywood, what the fuck I'm talking about, but any Halloween like function and motherfuckers is like getting fucked up, it's a different type of party than any other holiday party. Like bitches in there with fucking half dressed and it's just a little different, man. I haven't been a single man for years now, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. But in my 20s, I would go to Halloween parties. Oh, yeah, this is Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee, right?
Yes.
AI versions.
MGK and Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's the AI versions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like AI art versions of Tommy Lee. You know, y'all been seeing that? AI been making art. AI just been making random art. You've been like, yeah. No, they actually pulled it off pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. MGK, man, that's a wild Ohio boy, man. I will say that, man. All right, man. Let me get us out of here before I get canceled. Who's this nigga?
Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann.
Oh, I do know Judd Apatow. I mean, a nigga got a costume on. This shit, I'm like, man, this nigga dressed up as Harvey Weinstein? What the fuck is this costume?
He's a Jack Horner and Roller Girl from Boogie Nights.
Ah, see, that's still creepy. All right, man, we might pretty be creepy. Going with drip sets. That's super creepy. What the fuck was your point? I'm gonna dress up like, oh, yeah, you creepy. All right. Let's get up. We got, no, man. Leave these niggas alone.
Did you see Heidi Klum dressed up as a night crawler?
That sounds fire.
Was that the worm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a chick dressed up like the worm. the big ass worm. It's kind of crazy.
There oh, you shit. Go.
Yeah.
That's like a dick.
Yeah.
Nah, that's nasty. I mean, I get it because Heidi Klum is such a beautiful person. You know what I'm saying? For her to be like, I'm gonna stun on y'all niggas and do some. Is that the nigga? Is that, what's his name, man? Does she, is that the?
I think it's her husband or her boyfriend.
What's his name? Oh, I thought that was the one,
Tom
Collins.
Oh,
yeah, no, I thought that was, my bad. All right, all right. Oh, yeah, yeah, she used to be with Seal. That's who I remember. All right, this nigga. But yeah, dressing up as a worm. Nah, I mean, she's at the end of the day, I think it's like, far as who she is, and you know, it's a little, clout chasey, a little. I don't know, man. Like, she shouldn't, as her who she is, she shouldn't be doing shit like this, man. That's like some, I don't know, that's weird. Unless she just really having fun like that. But I don't know, man. She has to know that this is a dumbass costume. Is it just me? All right, man.
Yeah, she's probably doing it for that reason.
I mean, I know she knew she was going to get, like, headlines and shit from this shit. Like, it's a fucking, this shit looks dumb, man. At least it's going to be funny. If you're going to look dumb, be funny. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to get some white people shit going.
White people shit!
All right, man. Y'all also know, man, I tell y'all motherfuckers every time, man, hit me up. At motherfucking Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Also leave voicemails at 512-522-9256. That's 512-522-96. Oh, goddamn it. 512-522-9256. Hit your boy up. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, white people shit. We got fist bumps and handshakes. I mean, we even just after we post COVID, all that shit now, man. Everything is all fucked up after this, right? So big fan of your work, love the podcast, saw you in London once, and it was the best live show I've ever been to. I got a question for you. In the black community, do you have a problem going in for a fist bump if it's being received as a handshake? I have had encounters where the fist has always been grabbed and shook. Is this some white people shit or across all demographics? How do I stop this from happening again, Joe? I think everything changed after COVID, though. Like, there's some people that don't fuck with that shit and some people that don't. You know what I'm saying? My shit has always been, you know, I give you the dap with the hug after. Some nigga don't like that hug after, man. You get what I'm saying? There's some nigga, they'll hit you with the boom. They'll stop you with the forearm, like, boom, nigga, you ain't about to hug me. One of my favorite rappers, shouts out to Cameron. Cameron, I met Cameron one time. And if anybody that I will respect will give me the stop you from hugging me situation, it would be Cameron. Have you ever listened to his music? So yeah, I met Cameron and I went in for the dap hug move. That nigga hit me, boom. Right in the chest. Nigga, don't hug me. Though you getting too close, man. You getting too close. So, yeah, man, I totally get that, though. Some niggas, you know. Some people just, man, you don't know, man. Some people are uncomfortable about being touched. Just in general. You don't know what they've been through in their life. There's certain shit that trigger people, man. Like, even that with me, man. There's certain shit. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just not, you know. I like me. Like, I love my girl. And, you know, I try to show as much affection as I can in public. But, like, public affection, man, it makes me so uncomfortable, man. I don't know about any other. And there's some guys that's down with that shit. Like, they can walk around holding their girl hands. I would do it. But the entire time, it's like, oh, my God. Like, my whole life is, like, crumbling inside. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Joe? You know what I'm saying? And I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why I feel like that. It shouldn't be like that. You know, but for some reason, man, I don't know. Public, like, me kissing a girl in front of, oh, man. Like, that's one thing probably why a wedding, like, kissing at the end of, like, oh, you may kiss the bride. Like, oh, shit. And looking at your family and shit and then kissing the bitch, like, oh, man. And this is a nigga I done jumped on stage shaking ass for thousands of people, man. But I can't kiss a bitch in public. Yeah, I know. I'm just not, that's just not my thing, man. I'm not really, like, public affection. Like, even when people doing it in front of me, I'm uncomfortable. I swear to God. So, yeah. But that's, I think, you know, I got mommy issues or something, man. My mom ain't hug and kiss me enough as a kid, man. And it's just, that's what I tell other bitches. When they be like, man, you want to cuddle and shit? Be like, see, I just got shit that's going on with me. I got mommy issues, man. My mama ain't cuddle me. She ain't hug and kiss me when I was a kid. So man, this shit make me cringe, man. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I can't really be cuddling like that, man. It makes me. I've been through shit as a kid. It don't translate to my adult life like that. You get what I'm saying? But it's true. I ain't making that shit up. White people shit. Mullet championship. It's mullet champion. What up, though, Danny? Huge fan of your music and the pie. Much respect. Some white people shit I came across not too long ago is the USA Mullet Championships. It's a real competition where dudes show off the outrageous mullet that they've been growing over the past years and get judged on. They even have kids doing it. I've looked through all the pics and I can find only people who complete are melanin deficient, Viper sunglass wearing, country bunking. Check it out. Keep up the good work. Peace. One thing I will say, mullets are cool cuts, man. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all about the niggas in Dallas. They got the nigga mullet, which is like a reverse situation of this. But I will say, man, if you're a white person and you wear a mullet, you embrace y'all culture, man. And I respect you, man. I love y'all niggas. This is like niggas that wear French braids or shit like that, man. White people with mullets, they are the same thing I tell y'all about motherfuckers that's embracing the baldy. And this is white people embracing their true white selves. Anytime you meet a white person with a mullet, man, these niggas is embracing it. They nigga, I'm white. I mean, it's just different types of white people. But this is like the original man. This is the true blood of the whites. You get what I'm saying? Is these motherfuckers that's winning mullet championships. But actually, a mullet is a cool-ass haircut, man. If I want to be real with y'all, man, like, that shit is kind of fire to me, man. You know, my DJ, he got a lightweight, a variation of a mullet. He rocks that shit, man. So, yeah, man. I will say, you know, y'all got mullet championships, man. But I'm going to tell you, man, we got motherfuckers. Niggas be on, if you ever go on YouTube, like, you know me, I always go down rabbit holes. Obviously, I'm a nigga. Blah, blah, blah. But if you saw the 360 wave community, wave tutorials, like, dog. If you thought, I'm just telling you like this. If you thought, like, you know, you see all these workout niggas, they make their supplements and all that, they finessing you and all that, nigga, the wave culture. Oh, this is my nigga too, 360 Jeezy. He's one of the top niggas in this shit, man. Look, bro, they teaching you, nigga, we watching wave tutorials, my nigga. Look at this shit, my nigga shit swimming though. I'm just saying though, the YouTube wave community, my nigga. Like, these niggas making brushes. Like, this shit is like, fuck working out. If you want to know about a nigga that's getting money off some shit, man, a YouTube wave, these niggas making brushes. Dude, look at that shit. Look at that. Ooh. Like, I know niggas be talking about, like, you want to go on your fitness journey. But you want to go on a wave journey, my nigga. Look at this shit. Nigga, this is consistency. This is discipline. Nigga, fuck muscles, nigga. Do you got waves? Look at this shit. That's beautiful to me, man. See, look, I'm trying to get back. But that's beautiful, man. Shouts out to 360 Jeezy, man. I love to have you come on the show, man. Give me some in-class tutorials. Look at that shit, man. Nigga shit spinning like the motherfucking Chinese sun. All right. So I'm just showing you how far we can go into some nigga shit, man. I keep it going. But yeah, shouts out to 360. He makes this brush. The brush looks amazing, man. Then it look like a ninja star. It's like it's a wave brush with ninja stars on the side. So you can be able to hold it and twist your shit when you getting it. So yeah, man. Shouts out to the wave. Guess what they call it? They got their own community. They call themselves Wavers. For real, man. The YouTube wave community, man, is some nigga shit, man. So I don't know what y'all mullet championship is going on. Look, 360 wave. Ooh, look at this. Look at that. Spinning. Y'all think you could just, nigga, all right. You got two things in this world you want to get. If you can't get a six pack, then nigga, you better get some waves. And if you got both in a black community, you a superhero, my nigga. So if you got 360 waves and a six pack, and you know how to dunk, nigga gonna shoot you. You gonna get shot. Nigga gonna kill you. We gotta hide you from the world, man. You nigga got 360 waves, a six pack, and he can dunk. Kill this nigga. So yeah, you ain't gonna make it in life. It don't even matter what you do. It's just going to be the hate. Look. So, yeah, you got special brushes, special greases, washing techniques. These niggas don't even let real water touch their hair. Do y'all know that? They only wash their hair with do-rags on. That's the new shit I learned. These niggas washing their hairs with a... You wash your hair with a do-rag on, man. How? Come on. All right.
Don't leave this shit alone, man. All right.
We almost about this motherfucker, man. So, yes. But I was glad to let y'all motherfuckers know. You want to go down this YouTube rabbit hole. It's even fun to just see even just the community of certain shit like that. But, yeah. And I would like to say, man, that's one thing I love about the internet and YouTube in general like that, man. Niggas been getting waves and shit. Like, niggas been killing it, like, with waves and shit. You meet motherfuckers go to... That's where you get waves at. Motherfuckers go to penitentiary. They go to jail and shit. And they come back, nigga, shit spinning. Like, damn, nigga! How you do that? So now it's a whole motherfucking community of that shit. These niggas on YouTube making money off waves. Like, come on, man. That's the American dream, man. So shouts out to y'all. I guess we be out this motherfucking minute. Let's spin the wheel one time. We'll get up out of here. Supreme. I will say Supreme's one of those brands that I never really got like on it off rip. It's like one of those things that once it became too popular for me to even fuck with. I just never really fucked with it, but I've had a few Supreme pieces. I've caught some cool shit here and there and places and shit, but, you know, to me, I like to be on top of a brand, just like now with Mischief. I feel like what Mischief is doing is kind of like the new Supreme. So I'm a huge fan of what Mischief doing. I've been copping a lot of their shit. They just had an ill drop yesterday. With the fucking the Italy bag and all that shit. But yeah, man, I had a few. I mean, Supreme now, Supreme is like commercial. Like, you know what's crazy? If you go to like some crazy like ill countries and shit. Like, I think I was in like Portugal. I was somewhere in Spain. And I went to the mall and they had like a whole Supreme store with Supreme. But it was all fake. Like, literally had a fake Supreme store inside the mall that said Supreme. And going in there, you're like, no. Ain't none of this shit Supreme. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, going in there, even looking at, and how do they get away with shit like that and doing shit like that? So yeah, man.
Nadav brought us all back some really cool Supreme stuff from China.
A whole bunch of fake Supreme?
A whole bunch of fake Supreme stuff.
They don't even matter, though. I feel like Supreme, one step from being at Burlington Coat Factory anyway.
Yeah, honestly, now.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be Supreme. Like, Supreme is going to be like a babe or, like, you know, it's just one of those brands. I mean, they sold out. They made enough money. So I would tell you, if you wanted to get into a new brand, oh, talk about the Mischief. It's MSCHF. No. Just erase everything. I actually just bought the fucking dumbass. No Supreme. Don't take Supreme out. Yeah, I bought those. The AC1s. I got those. They created a fucking a boot. You see it? Like, you fucking sprained your ankle and shit. But it's a sneaker. It's one of the coolest sneakers I think came out this year.
Those are pretty wild.
I bought them. I have them. And I feel stupid about buying them. Because I was like, man, you 40 years old. Why is you keep doing this kind of shit? Like, you get what I'm saying? Then I'm thinking about ways to rock them. Like, how I'm going to wear these and doing this and that. But I mean, I know I'm going to rock them. But fuck. I'm like, man, you know what? You're getting too old to be buying shit like this, man. So, but no, they actually, and they got a pump. They got a pump on them, like some Reebok pump type shit. So they're fire though, man. But I think that's my last outlandish shoe I buy for the rest of my life. I think that's where it stops at. I got to end when I'm buying hospital boots for $500. Like, it has to stop now, bro. Like, and no one cares. I could wear Vans. I can wear fucking flip-flops with my toes out every day. No one would give a fuck. So why am I doing this? All right. I'll give y'all some lit history. Hemingway lied about everything. So love y'all motherfuckers. Next thing is, yeah, hit me up, Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Also hit me up on the motherfucking voicemail, 512-522-9256. That's 512-522-9256. Also, man, you know, love y'all motherfuckers, man. Holidays is coming up and shit, man. Y'all be safe out there, man. Drunk driving, man. That's not a, you know. All right, man. I love y'all. Next piece.
Hey, let's do one more voicemail question before we wrap up.
All right.
Hey, Danny Brown. It's your boy, Justin, originally from California, chilling out in South Dakota. But I just had a quick question for you. since somebody's leaving you voicemails. I thought this would be an interesting question. If you could have dinner with one celebrity that you never met yet, you know, one you haven't met before, who would you pick and why? Fucking keep up the good work. Booth Boys, step it up with that wheel. Stop trying to trap my mans. All right, take it easy. I'm out.
That's actually a good question. If I could have dinner with one celebrity, I don't know, man. It has to be a celebrity that I'm going to benefit. Okay, because everybody want to make it such a meme. Yeah, I'm taking the dinner with Jay-Z, man. So, yeah, I'll take the dinner with Jay-Z. So, yeah, probably Jay-Z. Yeah, that makes sense. I'll go out to dinner with Jay-Z. But, no, to be honest, man, it to me personally, you know me. I love women, so it have to be a female that I probably never see in my life. Can I bring – all right, whatever, man. You won. You got it, man. Jay-Z, man, I'm taking a dinner with Jay-Z, man. I love y'all motherfuckers, man.
But if it was going to be one female, who would it be? Would it be an actress, a singer? Who you thinking?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga? Why Lady Gaga?
That's like my all-time crush.
Really?
Yeah.
You see her crying on that one video about the concert she had to cancel?
Yeah, I know, whatever, but yeah, that's my bitch.
Damn.
This nigga go knock. You got me hot.
What's up, man?
Motherfucking Hannibal Buress up in this motherfucker,
man.
Dog, where your ass come from, man?
I was in Austin, man. I hit you up. I invited you to Spades Party.
Motherfucker, you didn't say you was here.
Oh, yeah, I guess I just said I was here.
That makes sense.
I tried to call, too. It was like, yo, I'm in Austin.
God damn it. Motherfucking Hannibal Buress up in this motherfucker. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Your ass didn't say you was here.
I know. Well,
I need a drink now.
Well, I tried to call.
No, and you then, did call. I did. See, you called. My nigga.
Yeah, I tried to call, and then I sent the Spades thing that I was going to.
So you've been here all week.
I got in Tuesday, and then I was supposed to fly out this morning, and then I missed that shit, and then I was like, my flight's at 3:50. I was just leaving the hotel, and I was like, oh, shit, he might be taping now. Let me pop through before I go to the airport.
You got to leave today?
Yeah, I'm leaving today.
Oh, shit.
3:50.
God damn it, motherfucking Hannibal.
Yeah, man.
Your ass is on this motherfucker. You coming to Bruce Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm coming through Bruce Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit, this is going to be, fuck. We might need to, I don't know, finesse the situation. But no, man, your ass, no. I actually know. I'm going to tell you what's been going on with me. My fucking aunt passed recently.
Condolences, man.
I know. It's been sad. So, just going through that, just playing the funeral and doing all kind of shit with that. And then just, yeah. And then, you know, getting ready for this shit this week. I had it all wrong. Remember I told you I was supposed to do Rogan tomorrow?
And then?
I do it today.
Oh, you do it today?
I literally pulled the Russian up and leave from here.
Oh, word.
I had it all fucked up. But that makes sense. That's some me shit.
It's good you got yours. You did one. Now you kind of in the flow, too.
I mean, yeah. That's true. I guess so.
It's always nice to do one and you already got the brand going.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But what's your ass? So what you been out here for? What you ask?
I popped in for Afrotech. It's the conference. It's a Black Tech conference. And they got some music stuff going, too. I was actually flying from Chicago to L.A. on Tuesday, and then I was kind of missing my flight. It was the morning, and then I saw a post about Afrotech. I've been before, and then I just called an audible at the airport and said, I'm going to go to Austin.
That's fire.
And then went down and just hung out. Did a little pop-up show at Creek in the Cave.
Oh, shit. Why you ain't... Oh, you did, so you hit me. But I told you, man, my girl, I've been in a doghouse for a nice amount of time. I think I'm on my way, getting out, being good. I've been a good guy, man. I've been trying to get good, but, you know, it takes some discipline and all that shit. So, yeah, but, yeah, my girl ain't letting me go nowhere. I'm not to be trusted.
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, now I'm at a better space than I was a month or two ago, I will say.
Does this help?
Hmm?
How does she feel about the... discussions about it, the public, is that, or that doesn't
you
matter.
You got to deal with it, man. Yeah. You gonna, I mean, we. I don't got no other content.
Right.
I don't got nothing else to talk about. Bitch, you engulfed my life. If you didn't do so much, you give it to me, said I probably have some other shit to talk about, but I don't. You fucking take over shit. So, yeah. So, I've been dealing with that shit. So, yeah. But, yeah, man, as far as that, I'm finally starting to get the fucking final mixes back for the album. So, I've been sitting around and listening to that shit and sending shit back, and we're figuring it out, man. But so you already know the anxiety that comes with that shit, which I thought about too. Like, how do comedians and shit feel about that shit? Like, when you do a special and shit, it almost seems like it's instant gratification, though. Because you're doing it in front of a crowd. Like, you planned this special so much, then you do it in front of a crowd, then you get it back, and then so you kind of know when the special coming out. Like, I know if it went good or not. But with an album, it's kind of like it's just a month's up. We've been listening to it. We know.
Yeah.
It's fire to us, and it's like, man, it's the people.
Right.
It's the, you know, so I'm starting to get the anxiety of album shit, which has plagued my life. Yeah. We really want to know.
The thing with doing specials is that by the time you're doing a special, you've done a show so much without a camera crew in there that you've probably had a way better show than the one you end up taking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the crowd knows a special, and there's been time where you ain't thinking about that. You just, you know, it might, it's probably something in the middle of the tour where you, oh, I got it, you know? But then that's not taped in the same way. But then the cameras can kind of take a vibe out of it. And so it's trying to get it to translate in the same way where it felt at those the best shows. And so it's been times where I've done specials and it rocked in the room, and I've seen feedback like, it sounded like he was bombing. I'm like, oh, did he not mic the crowd right? I was having we had a great time in there. And so that's the thing with the comedy. It's such a live medium.
Mm-hmm.
It's at its best live.
But I'm saying, but you're getting it back. So with music, just think, we make this music. Like you, now you making music and shit now. So you get it, and you make a song, and then now you sitting on it, and it's like, man, you listening to it, like you like it. Like, And it's like, but isn't so much stress of like putting it out and like wondering what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you just don't know. And then, like, even with me, like it been times where I've like stressed out so much on a song or something, like, oh, this shit, this gonna be the one, this gonna be, and then that come out and it don't be like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then something you didn't even care about, that come out and then everybody's going crazy over it. And it's like, so it's like, you can't judge music. You don't know. It's all like timing, and it's just so much outside sources, I think, that matters when it comes to music more so than it does with comedy.
What's one that you were surprised by the reaction to it?
A song?
Yeah, that you...
Grown Up.
Grown Up, yeah.
Grown Up is, and that's my biggest song. And that was literally, I made that song just to try to make more.
So y'all did the visual after it
No, that's what happened. The way I made that song was because Party Supplies, he was signed to Pooh's Goat at the time, too. And so, you know, he had a studio, studio, crib studio and shit. You know, just a place to record. I wanted to, like, make music and shit and record and shit. And, but I didn't, you know, I fuck with his beats, but, you know, I don't know, whatever. Now that I'm thinking about it, it sounds retarded. That I thought, I'm sorry about retarded. But, you know, I figured, like, you know, we signed to the same label and shit. His crib is not too far from the label. So when I go to New York, you know, he got a recording situation at his shit. I can go over there. He can record. You know, I can do some songs at his spot. You know what I'm saying? We on the same team. But the whole shit with him was, nigga, if you coming to record at my shit, then you going to record off my beats.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? When I would show up with songs already written, like, let me record some shit. So when I recorded Grown Up, it was a way for me to just record that song and get it out the way with so I can record my own shit.
Ah.
But when I recorded Grown Up, he never let me get to my own shit. He just kept listening to it, mixing it, tinkering it. And before I noticed, like, time for me to go back. So, but it ended up coming out and being one of my biggest songs ever made. And that was just something, literally, I think went through my notebook and just found some throwaway raps that I didn't use for something else and just put shit together and created a song out of that. Literally. Damn. I think he came up, I mean, he did the work too, because even like the hook part, like whoever thought I'd be, like, I think he took that from like another part and cut that into it and made a hook. Because I just think I just rapped two verses and he created it and made it into a song. So he does get a lot of credit.
Dang. That's dope.
But think about a song like When It Rained. I'm not saying like When It Rained, it didn't get, but when I made that shit, I'm like, oh man, I'm out of here. Like, this is like, like, this is like, to me, I looked at it like, this is like my, this is like my bombs over Baghdad. Like, ooh, I finally made like some shit like that. But I mean, I hate performing it on stage. I know that.
It's too heavy.
What? Yeah. That shit is just too much. Like, you want to make songs like that, but then you think, oh, I got to rap this shit on stage. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's one of the hardest songs to fucking perform, man. I really do hate it, man.
Damn. Yeah, I'm excited about just the different ways to approach the visual element with music, because you can do multiple visuals for stuff if you want. You know what I mean?
No, it's the best it's ever been.
Short films and all that. And yeah.
Bro, it was just literally about to be an AI rapper. That was about to take everybody's job, my nigga. Like, come on, man. What do you mean? Like, you don't even need nothing no more at this point, man.
He was bad, though, for a robot. You know? He wasn't, as far as a robot rapper goes.
I hate that nigga, man. Was it in Mecca? FN Mecca. Was it FN Mecca?
And then the guy who it was started suing. So. It was a whole thing. And then it went away.
Fuck that nigga, man. I don't be really like now, because you know, I've come to this fucking, I don't know if you want to call it like a mature, I don't know, man. But when I think about like rap music and shit, like even if I don't like it, I'm never going to like publicly, like before I would be like, man, that shit trash or that. But then at the end of the day, man, it's like, you know, this other niggas getting jobs and shit like that. You telling motherfuckers like telling, like being in public, telling people or going on Twitter or something like that, be like, oh, I don't like this shit or this and that. Like, I'd rather just, I'm not going to do that no more.
Yeah.
Before I would do shit like that, but oh, that shit trash or that's whack or, you know what I'm saying? Now, it don't matter. Even if I don't agree with it, if I don't fuck with it, at the end of the day, this is a person making a living off their talent. And I should just appreciate that and respect that. And you know what I'm saying? I keep it at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's no need to, because you could, it's easier to just put the energy towards something you do like.
Because it's all subjective at the end of the day.
It's super subjective.
It's a lot of shit that I like that motherfuckers like, that shit trash. You get what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that I think, you know what I'm saying? That trash that people, and obviously I'm the fucking, the minority. I'm in the wrong. Half the shit I think trash is some of the biggest shit out in the world. Yeah. So what the fuck? Who in the right and who in the wrong? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, let people do their stuff. As long as they ain't hurting nobody. I ain't got nothing to say to it. Publicly, privately,
one thing I will say,
we all crack jokes.
This is the best time to make music, I think, in some sense, because it's almost like how it was back in the day, how we played basketball. It's so much, everybody do it in some sense.
Yeah.
So when it's someone that's good at it, it kind of like cream on the, it kind of shines more than if you was just the only motherfucker that was doing it. Then it's like, all right, you just the only nigga I know that's doing it, like. Like that kind of thing. So now it's like, man, there's so much over. That's why a lot of shit, even with I don't want to say that sounds insensitive. I swear. I was about to talk about like, man, I was saying it's just a fucking, but like, shit, we hear a lot about rappers dying and shit, like a lot. But this is the most rappers that ever been in life. You get what I'm saying? I'm sorry though. Like it's rappers that we know about that we shouldn't know about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like motherfuckers are still like making it out they city, like underground ass shit. Like there's some shit that we wouldn't know about until it was time for us to know about it, until it made it, until it was it. But now we're knowing, we're seeing shit at grassroots level. And they're like, oh, nigga killed that nigga. Like, nigga, he wasn't a rapper yet, man. He rapped. He made songs. He was trying to be a rapper. He wasn't. So they count all those. See, that sounds insensitive, doesn't it?
I hear what you're saying. There's some folks I found out about when the news of them getting killed.
Passing,
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, I didn't. Damn. And it was a cat out of Miami. And it's been a couple Chicago cats that I found.
Always Chicago.
I found out about them through. Which that's tough too. Damn, that's a weird way to get that boost is with the initial. And I mean, even some of the folks that's bigger, a lot of other folk, they get the knowledge when they find out. I got a movie idea around that.
About
I'll talk to you about it.
Oh, about to say not, but better not be like that Spike Lee.
What?
Better not be like that Spike Lee movie.
No.
What was that shit? Chirac?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I watched it. Oh, man. All right, whatever. Yeah. I know. I already know you ain't going to do no corny shit like that, man. But Chirac was crazy, man. Like, I really think about, like, because when you make shit like that, it has to get cleared by so many people. And, like, no one thought to themselves, like, this ain't right.
I haven't seen Chirac.
Oh, they said
it
was
going. I just remember the announcement and the. Just people being upset about
it. The breakdown of it was that the bitches in Chicago said, if y'all niggas gonna keep killing each other, then we ain't giving up no more pussy.
Oh, yeah.
That was the breakdown of the whole entire
I remember
movie.
That angle.
So these bitches ain't fucking.
And it was a musical around
and
that.
And it's a musical.
But it was based on, was it based on some Shakespearean or was it based on
I think it was. Yeah, it was.
But
that don't make it right. They ain't got nothing to do with niggas. You can't put Greek mythology into some nigga shit.
What the fuck is y'all doing, man? So, nah, man, I wouldn't rhyme with that shit, man. Fuck that shit, man. So, goddamn it, nigga, your ass about to leave today?
Yeah, I'm leaving out today. This is unexpected, the whole trip. I was supposed to just come through for a day. I had to get back home, so I don't feel like I'm being
I'm actually going
you
going to be in Chicago around Christmas?
I'm not sure.
I'm actually going to be out there. I got a few shows, I think, around Christmas time. Yeah, I think I'm going to be spending Christmas in Chicago this year. Which is like, fuck, but whatever. But I got to figure out, I think I'm going to just get like an Airbnb. Because I want to bring my dogs and shit. I don't want to spend no fucking Christmas without my dogs and shit. That just feels weird. I've been putting them in fucking daycares and shit. Mm. And I don't like that shit, man. Like, getting them out, man, they be worse than what they was when they went in. Like, I don't understand that.
They got cameras in there. You should ask for
at the daycare?
A recap video of how you've been treating my dogs.
Maybe
hey, let
that's
me see.
The thing. No, well, Ditto, they be like, man, Ditto, don't be tripping. Like, they let her run around her actual office and shit. Like, she be, like, just chilling in the office with the workers and shit. She don't even be in, like, the kennels and all that extra shit. I mean, she's a small-ass dog. So that's what that is. Oh, did your ass, you been on, I know you just like me, man. You've been trapped in which I call the nigga metaverse.
What is that?
NBA 2K my career mode.
No, I don't play.
You haven't been on this year?
I don't play career. I play career mode during pandemic, during 2020.
Yeah, but I'm saying you haven't got on this year.
All right. I just play.
GM?
I play online, just regular head-to-head matches, man. Just you get a team and I get a team.
You just.
I ain't trying to build up a character. I ain't trying to. But I did learn about the part of the game where people hire folks.
Yeah, you can buy accounts
to level
and all
that
shit.
Up.
And all that.
So give me $30 and I'll get you up to a 99 with all the badges. I found all this out in May of 2020. This world is way crazier than I thought.
That you got niggas on
underground
bro,
stuff.
Bro, there's so many ways to make money online that don't even make no
sense.
I'll
play the game on your behalf and you'll be a 99
and
by the weekend.
You can buy the character off me.
You buy the character off me or give me your login and I'll handle all of that.
Something about that just feels so dirty.
It did.
And this
did
is
it.
A nigga
I did it.
Drunk
I did it, and it does.
Ran over to say all type of shit, like, bro. But for some reason, buying a used 2K account just seems so dirty to me.
Yeah, because it's just a weird. You know, video games is about just playing the game, and if you bad at the game, you bad at it. If not, and now it's just gone into a whole another world with the virtual currency and
oh no, that's what I say. That's why I call it the nigga metaverse. Like, yeah, because I watched the video this morning. They just talking about, because everybody talking about how the metaverse is failing and all this and that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it seems like it's failing, but it's just not time yet. Like, they getting everybody adapted to these smaller versions of metaverses, which we can look at like Fortnite, NBA 2K My Career. Like, all these type of games like that are smaller versions of metaverses in some sense that's getting you adapted to it. So then when it's coming full-fledged, it's maybe not Facebook and they shit that's maybe making the illest metaverse shit. It's gonna be another it might be app, who knows, Apple dropped their metaverse, like we don't know. You get what I'm saying? When the iPhone first came out, niggas wasn't tripping on the iPhone like that. Like, I remember I was one of them niggas like, nigga, the BlackBerry, you ain't got no BlackBerry though. Look at it. You get what I'm saying? So I think that's kind of the same shit that's going on with metaverse right now. Like, niggas is fronting on it. Like, even like I bought, every time VR shit come out, I buy that shit, but I can't really get into VR like that.
In 2020, when I was playing a lot of the My Player mode with the character, when we weren't really going outside, it did feel good to see my folks because everybody had, that was the escape. It was like, oh man, and you got a different outfit. You got that new, because they got designer clothes in
there.
My
nigga got gallery department on.
I was buying, sometimes I was buying the expensive stuff on there, dog. I was just, you know.
I done spent at least $400 on my character already. I swear to God. When 2K came out, September? It ain't even Christmas yet. And I done spent about $400. I'm wearing gallery department. I got Tiffany Diamond dunks and shit. Like, just for no reason, though.
You know, it's the reason. It's the same. But
I mean, I don't
want to
walk around there looking like a brokey with a brown shirt on when you got the brown shirt and the gray pants.
That is peer pressure. Metaverse, 2K, My Player, peer pressure. Where you out there in the regular fit, and then people automatically think you trash if you got the regular fit on.
But no, you know what the worst?
when you ever get, and it happens when you go into a game and a nigga got the regular fit and he busts ass and he could, because it's one of those niggas. Now what I learned is that it be pro niggas, because you know everything be like leveled out kind of, but it be pro niggas that like start new bullshit accounts that come and
so they don't get followed and stuff.
Yeah.
That was the weird thing.
And that's the way they can lab and practice and do shit. Like, you be playing against a nigga like, man, this nigga got a brown shirt on. He has 70. This nigga got a brown shirt and a 70 and he cooking me right now. Duh. And that'd be one of them pro niggas that's sitting around just leveling up a new character or something like that. You be like, what the fuck is going on? So what I did was, you know, I only play on Steam. I play on Steam, but I only play at like 6 in the morning when I go online thinking like the rest of the world and shit is sleep or whatever the fuck and this and that. But yeah, so I've been doing that. It's been working out.
Yo, I just remembered.
Gave you PTSD.
Yeah, I just remembered they had verified me on there and hooked my account up because I was on 2K a few years ago. I think 2K15 or 17 in the barber. I was one of the barbers.
Yeah, so, yeah, you was. Hell yeah, you was.
So they hooked it up and verified my character and everything. So I had a little star next to my name on there. It's not my name. But then when I would go to the park, other people characters, they was just surround me.
No, that's why I would never want to be verified on it.
Yeah, and that shit started.
And niggas want to bust your ass.
Dog, I don't even care about losing, but the actual surrounding and swarming of my character gave me digital anxiety.
I was just
like, let me get up out of here, man. Y'all on some bullshit right now. Give me some goddamn room.
It is, no.
Give me a
they
goddamn.
They just follow you around. You'll just have
they just
a crew of motherfuckers
just
follow you around.
Yeah, man, it was the weirdest shit ever.
Because they want to see whatever you want to do because they want to hop in on the shit. No, it is. I can see that, though.
And it would be tough because I remember before I had to start, it would be tough to get a game going. But as soon as if I stepped on a spot, all the spots filled. I had my friends that I was actually playing with.
They can't even
get on the spot. It was weird as hell, man.
No, that's
digital
the real
security
shit.
Guard in that motherfucker. A force field activation. That shit was weird. I forgot all about that. We just unlocked that memory.
Yeah. That shit. You never fucked with the Grand Theft Auto role playing shit?
I haven't. I don't have a
go on T Grizzly server.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have a PC.
Oh,
I got
shit.
A PC laptop, but I don't. I'm not.
Yeah,
that
you ain't
deep
got the PC
modification
game yet, yeah.
And whatever. I can't go. I've watched some of the videos. They're great.
I just think that's some shit you will love.
I think I
could totally see you be getting
into
that shit.
Yeah, I should get a gaming PC.
I mean, it's not now. They actually are becoming, I feel like, more accessible than they ever been. Like, you can get a nice, like, just straight up build without doing too much extra shit that can run. That can run certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but
nigga, you got money, nigga. You don't need to. You get make your own build. No, it's more about the. I think it's one of those things that seems more difficult than it really is.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Because I remember when I first started getting into it, it's like, now I don't see myself, I can never live without it now at this point without having, because I got a PlayStation 5, I got all the consoles or whatever the fuck, but I still mostly play all my games on my PC.
Yeah.
It changes like that. Oh man, this is new game I just got. The cult game, I can't think of it. Is it more than a cult, something like that? It's an indie game. Whatever. We don't going to talk about this shit, man. We're going to get it. I actually have to fucking. When's your flight?
3:50.
Oh,
3:50,
shit.
So I'm going to grab something to eat and head over there.
Yeah, man. We got to get about this motherfucker in a minute, man.
Good to see you, dog.
Dog. You guys got to come back, man. We got to do a full episode, man.
Yeah.
But you coming to Bruce Thanksgiving, though?
I'm coming through, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm making sure I'm still putting together
this
shit.
I put it on my website, man.
Oh, okay.
So I'm already plugging out here.
My nigga. But yeah, man. I've been doing Bruce Thanksgiving for. Just the 9th year has been doing it. It's been fucking, you got to think, we did the COVID one, which that was like when we couldn't have crowds there. And then the last one we did, you came through.
Yeah.
Which is fun as fuck, too.
That was fun, man. That was one of my, I think that was my first, I had only done a couple shows at that time, but they were my own shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first time popping out as a rapper and doing veneers. And it was, that was wild afterwards.
No, this one's gonna be lit.
Crazy after that.
This one's about to be lit. This was, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, it's gonna be cool. We got Omar S, we got Mike, you know what I'm saying? It's you know, Bruises. It's gonna be lit, man.
I'm already got
anxiety just about going back home. And that was just because I watched the news this morning and then it came up like Detroit, 28 degrees. So it's like, like a nigga, I don't even wear socks no more. Like the shit that I've been going through out here, man.
Yeah.
And now you want to put me back into that life, man.
That first day. Because I was just back in the shower. That first day is like, what is this? And then the next
I don't
day,
even got no coat no more.
Instacart.
I mean, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna wear long johns, but I'm gonna figure it out, man. But man, all right, man, we about this motherfucker, man. All right, love y'all niggas. Yo, Hannibal, man, thank you for coming through, dog.
Show, dog.
Love you, my nigga, bro.